Scripture reading this morning is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. We will read verses 1 through 13. It's found on page 59 in the Pew Bible in front of you. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. This is a wisdom writing written by King Solomon. As we know, that King Solomon was one of the wisest king, as God has given him the gift of wisdom. So this is what this wise king have observed about our life. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What does the worker gain from his toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on people. He has made everything beautiful in its time. God has also set eternity in the hearts of people, yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there is nothing better for humans than to be happy and do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is the gift of God. Amen. Our second reading is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. And this is a vision that John saw as he was exiled in the island of Patmos. So here's the vision. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with people, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things have passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Every day is a gift. Gift that God gives us so that each day we have a new start. I believe every year and this New Year's Day is a gift from God to us that we can have another brand new start as we begin this new year. This year of 2017 is like the uncharted territory that no one has ever gone before. And we embark on this journey into this new year, taking one step at a time. But for us who believe in God, see, we can begin this journey with boldness and confidence, although we have no idea what this year has in store for us. We can go in confidence because we do not go alone, but God goes with us. And not only God journeys with us, but God goes before us, making a path for us to go, for us to follow, leading us to places where we can experience God's love, God's peace, and joy. So as we begin our journey of 2017, I want to ask us, with what resolve are we taking our steps, our first steps into this new year? How many of you make New Year's resolutions? No one? Nobody? Set goals? Do we set goals? Yes? Okay. So we set new goals for our new year as we go in. Then the question for us, for you, is as you set new goals for this new year, do your goals, or does any of your goals, relate to God? What I mean is, you know, some of us set New Year's resolution, or some of us set goals. Some of us begin this year with hope. Hope for better things, hope for better life, hope for better health, hope for better lifestyle, hope for many things. And do we have hope or goal that has something to do with God? My hope and my desire this year is that I would be closer to knowing God, or I would like to be closer in my relationship with God. Because there's always room for me growing in my relationship with God. It is my prayer that that this year of 2017 will be the year where I would follow God's leading and guiding every single day, knowing and trusting that God will lead me to a good place. I don't know where that's going to be or how that's going to turn out. And I think for each of us, we have no idea what would happen an hour from now, right? But my goal is to trust God in all my ways. And so that I could live my life growing closer and closer to God in my relationship. So how about you? What is your hope, or what is your goal in terms of your faith journey, in terms of your growing closer to God? As you think about it, as you pray about it, another thing I want to encourage you to think about is, so you have your goal with that relates to God, and you have your goal for your other areas of your life. What is one specific thing that you will try and do throughout this year so that you can meet your goal that relates to God and your other life. So for me, I could say I'm going to be more diligent in keeping my prayer time. You know, my thing is, I know, like, sometimes Holy Spirit wakes me up like 5:30 in the morning so that I could be in quiet time with God. And I go, really? It's 5:30 in the morning. I'm tired. I like to sleep more. So I would like, for me, one thing I want to do is be a little bit more disciplined in my schedule so that I will go to bed in good time so that if I have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning, I could. So that's one thing that I'm going to be more intentional about doing so that I can keep my time with God. So how about you? What one thing would you like to do this year of 2017 so that you can grow closer to God? As you think about one thing that you like to do, like us to join together in John Wesley's covenant service that is inserted in your bulletin. This is one of the historical, I guess, you know, our historical service that this has been prayed with, worshiped with for the last over 200 years since John Wesley began this tradition on the Watch Night service or the New Year's Day. And this is a service where we begin a new year committing ourselves to be the followers of Christ. And so as we pray through this service, I pray that it will be our prayer. Not that we are there, not that we could keep everything, but just to have express our heart to the Lord that I really want to be the followers of Christ, and these are what I'll strive to live throughout this year. So here's the invitation. Commit yourselves to Christ as his servants. Give yourselves to him that you may belong to him. Christ has many services to be done. Some are more easy and honorable. Others are more difficult and disgraceful. Some are suitable to our inclinations and interests. Others are contrary to both. In some, we may please Christ and please ourselves. But then there are many works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. It is necessary, therefore, that we consider what it means to be a servant of Christ. Let us therefore go to Christ and pray. Let me be your servant under your command. I will no longer be my own. I will give up myself to your will in all things. Be satisfied that Christ will give you your place and work. Lord, make me what you will. I put myself fully into your hands. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and with a willing heart give it all to your pleasure and disposal. Christ will be the savior of none but his servants. He is the source of all salvation to those who obey. Christ will have no servants except by consent to all that he requires. Christ will be all in all, or he will be nothing. Confirm this by a holy covenant. To make this holy covenant a reality in your life, listen to these admonitions. First, set apart some time more than once to be spent alone before the Lord, in seeking earnestly God's special assistance and gracious acceptance of you in carefully thinking through all the conditions of the covenant, in searching your hearts, whether you have already freely given your life to Christ. Consider what your sins are. Consider the laws of Christ, how holy, strict, and spiritual they are, and whether you, after having carefully considered them, are willing to choose them all. Be sure you are clear in these matters. See that you do not lie to God. Second, be serious in a spirit of holy awe and reverence. Third, claim God's covenant. Rely upon God's promise of giving grace and strength so you can keep your promise. Trust not in your own strength and power. Fourth, resolve to be faithful. You have given to the Lord your hearts. You have opened your mouth to the Lord, and you have dedicated yourself to God. With God's power, never go back. And last, be then prepared to renew your covenant with the Lord. Fall down on your knees, lift your hands toward heaven, open your hearts to the Lord as we pray. If you would like to come forward and kneel at the rail, you are welcome to, or just remain, if you would like to remain in your seat, feel free to do so. So let us join together in the covenant prayer. O righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, see me as I fall before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness in not having done your will, for you have promised mercy to me if I turn to you with my whole heart. God requires that you shall put away all your idols. I here from the bottom of my heart renounce them all, covenanting with you that no known sin shall be allowed in my life. Against your will, I have turned my love toward the world. In your power, I will watch all temptations that will lead me away from you. For my own righteousness is riddled with sin, unable to stand before you. Through Christ, God has offered to be your God again, if you will let him. Before all heaven and earth, I here acknowledge you as my Lord and God. I take you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for my portion, and vow to give up myself, body and soul, as your servant, to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. God has given the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way and means of coming to God. Jesus, I do here on bended knee accept Christ as the only new and living way, and sincerely join myself in covenant with him. O blessed Jesus, I come to you, hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, and naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. I do here with all my power accept you as my Lord and head. I renounce my own worthiness and vow that you are the Lord, my righteousness. I renounce my own wisdom and take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. Christ has told you that you must suffer with him. I do here covenant with you, O Christ, to take my lot with you as it may fall. Through your grace, I promise that neither life nor death shall part from me. God has given holy laws as a rule of your life. I do here willingly put my neck under your yoke to carry your burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I therefore take them as a rule for my words, thoughts, and actions, promising that I will strive to order my whole life according to your direction and not allow myself to neglect anything I know to be my duty. The Almighty God searches and knows your heart. O God, you know that I make this covenant with you today without guile or reservation. If any falsehood should be in it, guide me and help me to set it aright. And now glory be to you, O God the Father, whom I from this day forward shall look upon as my God and Father. Glory be to you, O God the Son, who have loved me and washed me from my sins in your own blood, and now is my Savior and Redeemer. Glory be to you, O God the Holy Spirit, who by your almighty power have turned my heart from sin to God. Almighty God, the Lord omnipotent, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend, and I, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. So be it, and let the covenant I have made on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen. From time to time throughout the year, I take this covenant prayer out and I pray just to remind me of the covenant that I have made with the Lord, to remind me that God is with me and that we are the covenant people. So I encourage you to keep it somewhere where you are able to retrieve and pray through this prayer, through the service. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for gathering us here to begin this new year with you in your presence. Lord, as we covenant to be your people, and hear again your words, your promise to be our God. As we begin this new year, may you journey with us, lead us and guide us, so that this year will be the year where we grow closer to you, where we can be your people, bringing your love, your peace, your joy to those all around us. We thank you, Lord, for making us your people and calling us to partner with you in expanding your kingdom in our midst. Thank you, Lord, for making us your children in spite of us, and always loving us regardless of who we are, what we do, or what we have undone. And so we thank you and praise you, and we look forward to this year and for the journey. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.